He has had to work so hard just to prove to people that he's an elite manager, but he hasn't really helped himself with some of the bottling that his team has gone on to do, you know, towards end of seasons, and how they usually collapse when the season is about wrapping up. We thought it was going to be the case this season as well, but this man has shown the world that he can do it, and he can punch above his weight and also do well. This is a manager that didn't buy any player in the last two transfer windows, but he has been able to guide his team to their first ever European Cup final. I'm talking about Mauricio Pochettino. Welcome to the 11th episode of Strictly Sports. My name is Jamil Hard Tackling and the Super Dynamic Griffin Maestro, a combination of Makalele and Xavi, N'Golo Kante and Andre Pirlo, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. I'll be your pilot for today. Today's talking point is about the man they call Mauricio Pochettino and how well he has done at Tottenham despite spending way less than the other top teams in England. His full name is Mauricio Roberto Pochettino Trocero. He was born on the 2nd of March 1972 in Murphy, Argentina, and as a footballer he played at centre back, but then he's currently the manager of Tottenham Hotspur. Now, talking about Pochettino, who has coached the likes of Espanyol and Southampton on his way to the top. On the 27th of May 2014, he was appointed the head coach of Tottenham Hotspur on a 5-year contract, and he became the 10th manager of that team over a 12-year span. And the following 28th of January, the team reached the final of the League Cup following a 3-2 aggregate win over Sheffield United, only to be defeated 2-0 by a Chelsea team led by Jose Mourinho in a decisive game at Wembley Stadium. In the domestic league, his first season was generally successful, and he ended in a 5th place finish, and the conversion of several young players into regular first team players, you know, he puts one of those graduates, Harry Kane, the man I like to call Harry Potter, a starting striker at the expense of Spanish international Roberto Soldado, a gamble which paid off as Kane and his teammates Bami Dele Ali and Eric Dier were touted as a potential business for the England squad at the Euro 2016. You know, Tottenham were in contention to win the league in the 2015-2016 season, but on the second day of May 2016, they drew 2-2 against Chelsea, confirming Leicester City as champions. And you know, that game at Stamford Bridge saw Tottenham Hotspur receive a record 9 yellow cards in the league, and Pochettino entered the pitch in the first half to separate his left back Danny Rose from a confrontation with Chelsea winger Willian. Spurs also lost in their last match of the season, conceding the league winners of Sport to rival Arsenal in what was termed St. Tottenham's Day. It was still good enough for their highest league finish since 1919. And then on the 12th of May 2016, Pochettino decided to sign an extension to his contract, committing him to the club until 2021. And as it was also confirmed that his title had changed from head coach to manager, although he confirmed that the role itself was no different. The campaign began with a series of 12 unbeaten league games that ended with a defeat away to Chelsea in late November. However, inconsistencies which saw them being eliminated from, you know, UEFA Champions League and League Cup contention meant that they fell some way behind the leaders Chelsea, who had a run of 13 wins ended by a loss to Tottenham in January 2017. And then Pochettino's side eventually finished in second place with 86 points, their highest ever tally since the English league began under the new denomination, and their highest ranking in 54 years since 1962-1963 under Bill Nicholson, and the first season long unbeaten home run in 52 years since the 1964 and 1965 was also achieved. This was all down to the work of Mauricio Pochettino. And then on the 24th of May 2018, Pochettino signed a new 5-year contract that will keep him at Tottenham Hotspur until 2023. But then this season started well, playing decently and all, but then it got to a stage where things weren't really working well for them, and when they were needed the most, some of their players got injured while others faced one issue or the other. And at one point in the season, Heung-min Son had to travel all the way to his country to represent them in Asian Cup. He got back and was able to help them to an extent. Still, Tottenham Hotspur were struggling, especially away from home, and they started having issues in the league, but things were going well for them in the Champions League. They were able to knock out Manchester City while suffering in the league, and then they played against Ajax. They lost to Ajax by a goal to nil in the first leg, and in the second leg, at halftime, there were 2 goals down, and it was down to the players now trying to fight back and thinking of what to do. Mauricio Pochettino, tried his best as a manager. He did not have his best player, his topmost striker on the pitch. He has been injured for the last couple of weeks, talking about Harry Kane, but he was able to count on Fernando Llorente, and things worked out fine for them. Lucas Moura got 2 goals, and scored the last goal, which was getting his hat-trick with basically the last kick of the game. What a night it was for that team. He led his team into the 2019 UEFA Champions League final, the first Champions League / European Cup final in the club's history, after beating Ajax on away goals 3-3 aggregate. It ended. Not to forget, his side came back from a 2-0 deficit, 3-0 aggregate deficit at halftime in Amsterdam. And Lucas Moura, that man, scored a second half hat-trick. And sometimes you would wonder, Mauricio Pochettino, he has been insulted for a long time. But I feel whether he wins this Champions League final against Liverpool or not, he should get the respect he deserves finally, because he has been able to do so well. Now let's talk about his playing style. Pochettino favours a very high-pressing attacking style of football. He often employs a 4-2-3-1 formation at the club. While doing so, he instructs his team to build from the back, intimidate and unsettle opponents with a quick-pressing system, and work the ball into the box. Pochettino is hailed by many pundits for his focus on developing local players from the club's youth academies, get local government and references support, and a willingness to promote young players in general. It was also noted that many young players under his tutelage went on to play for the English national team, while the manager himself felt that it was his duty to develop English talent, saying, "I feel when I arrived in Spain and now in England, in which we can say thank you to the country that opened the door when I didn't speak English, and how people treated me and my family and my staff, which was really well. It is a way to say thank you to the Premier League and the people who trust in you." Players coached by Pochettino also praise his man management approach and guidance, with his willingness to advise, encouraging the players to take charge of their own development, as well as helping them to improve physically, technically and mentally. And I'm sure his halftime talk was what spurred Spurs on to get that particular win in that game that ultimately sealed their place in the final of the UEFA Champions League that they gave out for the year 2019. So they'll get to play against the Liverpool in an all-English final, the first time since 2008, where Chelsea and Manchester United faced off. This is why I call it wraps on another wonderful episode of Strictly Sports. Thanks for joining me on this fantastic sports ride. Jumbino is my name, and I am the super dynamic Mifid Maestro. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Bye for now.